Yeah. Here at school.
All right, go ahead. Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it helps when I turn the volume up.
There we go.
I'll do the gallery view. All right, there's all kind of people waiting.
Are there?
Here we go.
Hello, hello.
Here we go.
What's up?
Living a dream.
Been here all day.
I don't know if I believe you.
Nice Seeker.
Seek is here. Does he know where he's at? Look at him.
Who's at the world's biggest bounce house?
I don't know, but I'd like to be in it. That sounds like fun right now.
Look at Seeker.
Hi, Don. Can he hear us?
I'm not sure he knows what he's doing right here. Donnie.
Mr. Marshall trained him.
He ironing? I think we need to make him a sign.
I made it, but I don't know what I'm doing.
What?
Can you hear us?
Don, we can see you and hear you.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Don. Hi, Tony. Hi, Matt.
There he is.
Looks like you're working on a project in the basement there.
I've got pee all over me. Don't look at my hands.
Were you ironing a minute ago?
No.
Can you hear me?
It looked like you had the hot iron.
No, I have my painter downstairs painting. I've been down there rolling behind him as he sprays my basement.
Can't see me. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes?
Yes, I can.
Can anyone else hear me? This is Molly.
I can hear you.
Molly, yes? Bouncy house?
Yeah, I'm the bouncy house. I'm trying to get that picture off. That's my children at the largest bounce house thing last summer.
Hey, Mr. Marshall.
What's up, buddy?
Mr. Hirschberg, are you working on a project in that basement?
When don't I have a project?
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
Good. Hey, my painter knows your brother-in-law, Ben.
Ben is my brother-in-law.
Yeah, he was just talking to me. He goes, hey, Schrock. You know, I'm like, yeah, he's a painter, but he knows Ben from something in Wadsworth. I don't know.
He's a financial advisor. He owns his own financial advising business in Wadsworth, so could be that.
Yep, we were just talking about him downstairs.
I'm sorry?
You know a Cassie Schrock?
No, I've never met her. Is she nice? Is she related to my Schrock family?
Super. She's super.
She's the nicest one yet.
Is she an SCH? Because I'm SCH. There's not a lot of those. Sometimes it's more of the SH that you find.
I just muted you. What?
Besties. You got it, Molly.
There she is.
No, her bounce house.
Yeah, sorry, took that away. We could see if I put it back, you can actually have it with me in front of it.
Well, then it looks like you're having fun.
Right.
In the fun house.
A little psycho there, but we'll get rid of that.
All right.
Mr. Seeker, what does it say behind your head?
Family.
Family. Aww.
That's so cute.
I'd love to take the credit for putting that up there, but no, that would be my wife.
Well, it's cute. I like it.
Hey, you ain't any better.
I don't have any coffee in that office.
You don't like DJ's world map behind me? This is where he teaches.
Nice.
It's fancy.
Alrighty. Sarah.
Hi, Karen Smith.
Hi, Jody.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you for still helping out with the meal bag distribution.
Well, you're very welcome.
I appreciate that.
Better earn my pay some way, you know?
We all got to somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, it's the way we work, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely keep my distance, though.
You have to.
Yeah.
You don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
All right. We're adding Linda and Jamie. I got to keep remembering to click on admit.
This feels like a bad game of the Brady Bunch. Like everybody's just popping in their little squares.
But now we have to know to look down or over or up or what.
Carolyn, I don't have, I saw Bernadette's name. I'm waiting on TJ. Mr. Rodriguez, did you see that Jeremy joined us?
Yes, I did see that, Mr. Osborne. Jeremy Golub, how are you, buddy?
Good, you?
Very good.
Good.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hey, Chrissy made it.
Didn't help it. Some smacked him. That was cute. I can't get on my computer. I don't have a password for to download the app. I think I have to have Sean give me a password. Username.
You don't need a password. You just hit enter.
It won't go. It says our, no problem.
Our laptops, you just need to enter. You don't need anything in that password line.
Okay, beautiful. Let me see.
At least that's how mine works. Maybe yours is different.
Okay, let me try again. Lost my account.
Oh.
Come on.
There we go. I believe we have everybody, Molly.
All right, are we ready to go?
I think TJ's down there connecting. I just got him coming up. I just saw him connected.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Todd, I'm sorry. I don't see everybody. Is everybody else on the line?
Yes, everybody else is here. So Molly can go ahead and start the meeting. We do have a 6 o'clock.
So we'll call the meeting to order. Are we still doing the Pledge of Allegiance?
Always.
Yep. So please.
And if everyone will stand for a moment of silence and a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice.
All righty. This Mrs. Garbinski's kindergartners did a better job than we did.
Usually do.
And taking roll, Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Here.
Ms. Rohr.
Present.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
And Ms. Fenn.
Present.
So we have a motion to approve the April 13th, 2020 agenda by roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Motion to approve the minutes from the March 9th, 2020 regular board meeting. I need a motion.
Still moved.
Second?
Here.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
And Dr. Good?
Yay.
I'm not aware that we need an executive session. That hasn't changed, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
We'll move on to student recognition. Todd, Matt?
Mr. Rodriguez will lead us. Jeremy is a good-looking fellow with the tie on, for those that have video.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulate Jeremy Gullib on receiving the Wayne County's Franklin B. Walter All-Scholastic Award. It's given out by the Ohio Education Service Center Association. And because of Jeremy's academic accomplishments, personal accomplishments, community service, it qualified him as one of the best and the brightest in the class of 2020. Normally, they have a recognition ceremony that would be April 27th, but under the current circumstances, that will not be taking place. Jeremy, they will be reaching out to you, though, and communicating with you as far as the award and those types of things. So could not recommend a better student, Jeremy. Congratulations. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And now we'll move into public participation. In order for the board to fulfill its obligations and complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient manner, a maximum of 30 minutes is available for public participation. Do we have anyone that would like to participate? Last call. And we will move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mrs. Cook. First up, I'll have the principals and directors go first, and then I'll finish up. Mr. Rodriguez, if you want to give the high school report.
Yep, certainly. First, just like to take a couple minutes here to thank the students, parents, and staff of Chippewa Junior Senior High School. Obviously, this is something that we were not expecting and not exactly prepared for, and it has come together very, very well. So I applaud our students, parents, and staff for just doing an excellent job during this time of getting our students the best education they can online. And I appreciate the parents and staff updating and making sure that that work gets completed. Our staff has utilized Edgelastic, Zoom meetings, online teaching in Google Classroom for the majority of our lessons. And the participation has been fantastic. It's been a very high percentage. You know, and whenever we've run into an issue, parents or students have reached out to myself or Mr. Marshall, and we've been able to rectify those issues rather quickly. So as of right now, the education is going in a very smooth direction. And we plan on just continuing getting better at all of these online programs and activities. And it's been kind of a unique situation because in some instances, our students have actually helped our staff with simplifying it or being able to come up with different ways to operate that were a little bit smoother or user-friendly. So, you know, as weird as it is that we come to school and don't see anybody, we have definitely made the best of the situation, and we are continuing doing the lunches, which has been a phenomenal blessing to our community. So I appreciate all the cafeteria workers and all the workers handing out the food. And that is our update for the junior senior high.
Thank you. Mrs. Hughes.
Let me unmute myself. At Hazel Harvey, we did things a little differently than the intermediate and the junior senior high, just given the age range of the students that we're working with. So our learning has been in the form of learning packets that went home with our preschoolers, K-1 and 2. We are on our second round of packets now. We did have great participation with the first round of packets with about 97% turn-in. So that is wonderful. Without knowing exactly who's been able to work with the students at home and what kind of support systems they've had, they've still completed the work, and it's shown. So our teachers are also communicating quite often to the parents. We are doing multiple times a week, sending home emails. The parents have had great receptiveness to this, and I've had good feedback from the community with the information that they've been given. We're also using School Messenger as well as our Facebook page to get as much information out to the families as we can, whether it's help providing assistance with those assignments that have been given, or even just ideas for other activities that they can be engaged at home. Those are all things that we've been communicating and giving to parents and families. Tomorrow, our staff will be engaged with some online professional development with the STAR program and Renaissance Learning to help with other ways to not just assess our students, but use online modules and activities throughout the week when the students are there in class with their teachers. So that will be taking place tomorrow morning. Administrators as well as staff members will be a part of that online PD. So moving forward, we are continuing to meet via Google Meet, as well as just emails back and forth with the staff and myself, preparing for either coming back to school on May 4th. So there is a plan in place of what that will look like, as well as planning for next steps should we need to reconvene later after the summer break. So either way, we're hoping to get back with our students sooner than later, but at the end of the day, we want everybody to stay healthy and get through this before we try to get back as a large group. But thank you to everybody for all your cooperation, and everything's been great.
Thank you. Mrs. Ollinger?
Well, to say a lot of the same as Matt and Jody, our staff has really stepped up and has implemented as many different ways to engage our students through Zoom meetings and through Edgelastic, IXL. Some of our teachers have used Flipgrid, and the kids are wonderful at uploading videos of themselves, sharing things, doing experiments, creating. It's been a fantastic way to see how our students can adapt this quickly and do so well. And I have to say thank you, because not only has this been a learning curve for our teachers, but it's been a learning curve for parents. Mm-hmm. And they have, our community has stepped up and has really engaged on the best ways to meet our students' needs at home. And it's been wonderful. So I have to say thank you to our parents, to our students, and our teachers. Our teachers are doing the same professional development tomorrow that Jody was mentioning with STAR, and learning more ways that we can access some of the materials that we have. Our teachers have done a fantastic job at utilizing what has now become free just due to our situation, and grabbing those extra resources and using them to the best of their abilities, you know, filling out the paperwork and getting those resources for our students to use right now online are not typically free, but allows us to use different materials. So it's been wonderful for that as well. And we've had great participation with our students. Have over 90 to 95% of our students are actively participating. And then we've worked a lot with our families that need support for internet access or getting packets instead. And we've met with them as well. So I have to say thank you to Officer Nate. He has really went out above and beyond meeting with our families and reaching out to them for us. So things have gone very well, and I'm very appreciative.
Thank you. Mr. Seeker, can you give us an update from the OHSAA and what their information was that went out about tournaments?
Yes, we are currently still observing the mandatory no contact period that was instituted from the state through May 1st. Our coaches are able to communicate with the kids via social media, but they should not be having direct contact with our student athletes. Last week, OHSA Commissioner Jerry Snodgrass instituted and presented a member student update regarding a new spring sports schedule that if in capital letters in bold, if school would happen to reopen on May 4th. And that would look like something like this for baseball, softball, boys, tennis, and track and field. Basically on May 4th, if we were to start back in school on that Monday, there would be a week-long acclimation period, the 4th through the 8th, and then the spring season would start on Saturday, May 9th. Again, let me reiterate, this is a big if. God bless Jerry Snodgrass and OHSA. I think they're trying to hopefully give kids a little bit of hope that there could possibly be a spring sports season. But this tentative schedule is available to everyone online at OHSAA.org. And also Mr. Rodriguez was kind enough to update it onto the Twitter, Chippewa Twitter page. So you can find that schedule, what it looks like should the season start on May 9th and to the end of June. But it's an abbreviated schedule that possibly could come into play if we get back into school on May 4th. Until then, we will continue to monitor the situation through the state of Ohio and Governor DeWitt. Not only regarding the spring sports schedule, but also there's been some questions about summer practice schedules and then moving into the fall. Again, with this being unprecedented, we don't know what to expect moving forward, but that is the latest news from Jerry Snodgrass and OHSAA. Thank you to everybody. I miss our student athletes and our coaches immensely, so please tell all your families, stay safe.
Thank you, Mr. Seeker. Now, Mrs. Shafrath has she told me that she's working harder now than she's ever worked here in the district. So,
what's true?
An update as to how the meals are going and how things are just actually flowing.
Well, when I first started out, I put into the state that we would serve about 150 lunches, because that's what WADS was doing. And the first day we did 250 something. So then I went in and I updated with the state, said I'd do 300. And then we did 316. So I went back to the state and I updated again to 400. And last week, Monday, we did 416. Thursday, we did 413. And today, we did 435. So that's 435 times three lunches and 435 times three breakfasts that went out today. And the girls are working like crazy. We're running out of food. And not because we're not ordering, but because the distributors don't have enough. So they keep calling me every Friday morning and telling me what's available, what we can pack, and what we can do. And we always end up with enough food, but it's gone through the roof. So the girls are working really hard. But the teacher aides, and I see some of them on there, Karen and Christine and all the other aides are – oh, I see Lisa Truman too. She comes when she can. And everybody's been helping, like, so much passing out lunches. And when I tell them they don't have to come, we don't need so many, they're always like, well, we know the people. We want to see them. It gets us out of the house. So everybody is so happy to be there, and they're taking all the safety measures, and the kids are happy to see everybody. So it's all working out perfect and great. And today I had great news when I called the state to change my number to 450. They said all lunches are completely paid for. Our full paid kids will be reimbursed 100% on. So everybody who has received a lunch this far, we will be reimbursed all the money for lunches and breakfast. So they will pay us back all our money. So it was a big, big relief today, and I was so happy. My happiest day since all this started, because now I know we will be getting paid for this. So it's going great, and I am so thankful. And Rob and Matt, they helped me transfer all the food, which was crazy when we lost power. We had to take everything out of CIS and take it to Hazel Harvey and work there 2 days. But Matt and Rob were like, come on, Chrissy, let's do it right now. And I'm like, okay, so a couple people came in and helped, and we got it all moved, 4 truckloads. Some went to the high school, some went to Hazel. We don't know, but they're there. But it's been a blessing, and everybody has been so helpful. And I can't thank everybody enough, because it is amazing how great everybody has pulled together and helped me, because I don't think I could have done it by myself, that's for sure. So thank you, everybody. And all the kids are getting food. So it's going really good.
Well, fantastic. My quick updates will be last Thursday, the principals and Katie and Don Seeker, we got in the library at CIS, got it set up, and we did a Q&A. And I'll be honest, I told Mr. Rodriguez when we walked in the door, I told about 50, 60 people, and the only thing they're going to want to know is prom and graduation. And I said, we're going to be struggling to be on the air for 2 hours. We had over 100 people. We got complaints that apparently we couldn't get more people into the room. I thought we could have that opened up larger than 100, but it went well. We were probably solid to about 12:15, and then it really started to die off. We did a lot of repeating of information, which we anticipated, but it was good. We had some very good fact-finding questions that people asked about, and we're able to disseminate information, and we're hoping that from there, for lack of a better word, they're playing the game operator and sending out the right information, you know, forward as to what they heard. We're going to do it again this Thursday from 11 to 12:30, and then we will kind of just wait for the governor to tell us if we're coming back or not coming back as to when we'll do the next one. But it went pretty well, but this Thursday we'll do that again. Coronavirus updates. As I said, I get the updates, listen to the news. I plan for tomorrow. I plan for coming back to school May 4th. I plan for not coming back to school. I plan for starting school in August, and I plan for not starting school in August. I get about 4 different plans going on out there, and it could change in a minute's notice. Finally, you know, our family is finally affected by it. One of my best friends who lives in Georgia, his uncle passed away from the coronavirus. Went in on Friday and was passed away on Easter Sunday. So, you know, somebody really close to family that I knew my entire life. So it's really starting to set home and everything that's going on. On the agenda, one of the big things that people will notice are the student fees. One of the things that we talked about as a board, you know, down, especially down at OSBA, we got a chance to talk together. So we had parents that would talk to us about needing to buy 70, 80, even over $100 worth of supplies for their kids. We're going to take this on. The fee process, the fee used to be $35 per student. We raised it. We want to raise it to 50, and that's what's on the agenda. And each of the board member in your packet got a list of everything that that's going to include. So we're going to be asking the teachers to share some of the, you know, the things that we're buying. It's not that we're buying it for each kid. It's we're buying it for use and make the teacher have to communicate and share. But we thought we can use our purchasing power and be able to get this and save our parents some money was the goal behind it. You'll notice that the seniors is $75. They've always had an extra $25 fee for graduation, and that was added onto the senior packet, what it all covers. And let's say it's going to be fluid throughout the year, but we may adjust some items as we move forward. But a lot of the fees will be used to offset the student licensing. For when I went to school, it was a workbook. Now it's a licensing fee where the student is online and they have access to that at home because it's web-based, you know, in at school. So getting those licenses, we have to pay for those as our ADM, or average daily membership. That's how the pay is based on. So we break that up to cover those costs. Graduation update. Right now, if we come back to school on the 4th and we're allowed to have a large grouping, we'll go as scheduled. I don't anticipate that happening. So we're going to ask you to survey the senior students and parents. I'm assuming the parents will weigh in on it. But the senior students, so I can get Jeremy out of here, are going to weigh in on graduation. We talked about having a Friday night, a Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening or a Sunday evening, whichever way you thought would be better, and do a save the date sometime in June, hopefully later in June, and see if that would fit. And then adjust from there if we're not allowed to have large gatherings in June. And even potentially look at some type of, for lack of a better way, some type of virtual graduation, kind of like we're seeing on these TikTok videos that my kids have introduced me to as we're handing the diploma from one to another. Try to come up with some type of ideas. Maybe the kids can come up with something we haven't thought of, more than likely. Last thing is Carolyn's there. We haven't met to negotiate. So realistically, I have teacher negotiations opened and talked and discussed, and we need to follow up. And OPSI negotiations have been opened to CERB. We have our paperwork, but we haven't met or did anything yet either. So right now we have both of those somewhat happening, just haven't decided how they're going to go yet. So now that the meeting's over, so to speak, in terms of getting everything arranged for the board meeting, give me a chance to meet with Carolyn and her team and see how we want to proceed forward with the teacher negotiations. But right now, things are going well. Chrissy's doing a fantastic job. Katie's handling all of the questions that come in about IEPs and trying to meet their needs through the kids. There's some testing that need to be taking place. She's doing a lot of Google meetings to maintain, you know, the district and make sure we're maintaining what we're supposed to do with the IEP meetings and make sure everything's taking place from that point. I don't have anything else.
Hey, Todd, can I add one thing? I forgot to tell you guys that we are delivering almost 60 lunch every day, and I have bus drivers also volunteering to families that can't make it up for one reason or another, no vehicle or anything. So besides what we're serving included in that 435 we served today, 58 lunches went out, and the bus drivers are helping, and Nate. Nate has delivered food for us too, so. It's going really, really good. And I don't want to leave out the bus drivers. They've been awesome. So,
thank you. Molly?
And we'll take a roll call vote of the superintendent's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Report is passed and accepted. We'll go into the treasurer's report and consent agenda. I did have a few questions in regards to timesheets, and I just wanted to get it out there. And if anyone has further questions, feel free to chime in. But to let you know, the hourly folks who are actually performing some type of work, that's what we're looking for the timesheets for. If they're not performing any work, they don't need to submit a timesheet. We don't need timesheets submitted that are just blank or full of zeros. The request is to essentially log the work that's being done. So come audit time next year, we'll be able to show what work time was actually performed versus what was paid out. Now, just as clarification, everyone who is contracted is being paid that contracted rate. No one's been, you know, furloughed and we haven't done a RIF or anything. Everyone who's contracted is being paid that amount for whatever their contracted rates are. The timesheets do not change the amount they're being paid. That is purely a work log to keep us on track to know. So again, come auditing time, we can be able to show what was actually performed when it comes to work. So if you have any hourly employees that are doing any work, we're asking those people to submit the timesheets. And I have indicated that if they can't get a hold of you and they can't get a supervisor to sign it, they can just submit them to us via email, or they can put a paper copy in through the front door if that's their only method of turning them in. We'll hunt down and get the signatures. They don't need to worry about the signatures. That shouldn't be a reason why they wouldn't turn them in.
Molly, can I ask for clarification then? Is that including the secretaries that are working from home?
Absolutely. Whether it's remote or in office, whatever work is being done. And that's a good one, because in this past set of timesheets, we didn't have anything from the secretaries on the timesheets, but I know that they were doing work. So we would want to record all of that.
Okay. I think for them, it was hard for them to put a time frame or a number of hours worked, because it's sporadic throughout the day. They're fielding phone calls. So it's not like some of our other hourly staff that are coming in and helping with the meal prep and the handing out of the meals or delivering the meals. So I think they were not under the understanding that they had to do that, just because it was so hard to keep track of the time. But I can re-communicate that out if it is something that you need from them.
Yeah, no, we're looking for quantity of time, not necessarily the actual time. I don't care that it's 9:30 to 10:30 and then not again till 2:15 to 2:25. It's just a matter of an hour, hour and a half, 3 hours, whatever the total quantity of hours is, that's recorded by day.
Okay.
Molly, I have a question as well.
Sure.
I have the paraprofessionals completing professional development, a series during this time. Do you want them to fill out their hours as well for that?
Absolutely, because that would be considered work hours, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to check. I will send that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions on timesheets?
Mrs. Cook, I'd just like to reiterate that we're not looking at 2 years down the road coming back and docking anybody or taking money away, correct? We're basically looking at more of a work log versus how many hours they are working per day, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The quantity of hours worked versus what was paid out. And again, this is also compared to what they're being paid out on a stretch pay basis, not necessarily their hours. Like if they're contracted for 8 hours, because it's stretched, their paycheck doesn't show 8 hours per day, and they understand that. But from the auditing perspective, they're looking at total hours worked during this time, because again, being an unprecedented time, we don't have anything to compare this to. And the guidance we've received has basically said, any of your hourly folk, if they're actually working, log it. Keep some kind of timesheet.
I think that the secretaries had more of a problem being that we have never, ever done timesheets, and that there is a very much concern there for that reason.
I'm sorry, that there's been a what?
The concern is that we have never done timesheets, ever.
Right.
Timesheets. So that's where everybody doesn't understand what the difference is now, because we've never done timesheets before.
Right, but this is, we have nothing to compare this to. Regardless of what had been done in the past, the request, again, the guidance from the auditors has been to track the work that's being done. Because your paycheck isn't changing, but clearly how and when you're working is changing. So without getting specific times, which they've claimed we won't need, you know, I don't need to know anything of, again, clocking in at 9:30 and then, working for an hour and a half and then stop for whatever reason. It's just having the quantity of hours to compare to. So we ultimately have the total quantity of hours worked versus the total quantity of hours paid.
And I understand that, but the concern there too is when they're talking to people that are working at other schools aren't doing this. There's just a real apprehensive there because we are not coming in and doing specific times, that we are doing our work from home and getting it done. So everybody was kind of on the same page about that.
Molly, I was going to interrupt when Jody started the first question, but this is actually the board meeting. It's not a public participation section where we discuss this. So if there's employees that have questions, I'm going to ask you to follow up after the board meeting. And if any other board members have questions, we'll take them now or we'll keep moving on.
Do any other board members have questions?
I'm good.
Okay, to return to the agenda. We need to approve the resolution and recommendation to list the three new jobs, all at the rate of $30 per event. This is retroactive to December 14th, 2019. Morning tournament game worker, afternoon tournament game worker, and evening tournament game worker. And to approve the resolution for the amendment to the Section 125 plan as detailed in the attachment from the American Fidelity.
So moved.
And I need a second.
Here.
Was that Bernadette?
It was, Molly.
Thank you. Any discussion? Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Motion carries. On to the superintendent's consent agenda. Todd?
Okay. I have the hiring of the people that worked over spring break. Just a quick reminder, over spring break, we thought we were going to return by the end of March, so we brought in extra workers, similar to what we do during the summer, just to work during that spring break to make sure our buildings were deeply clean. So that is on your list there. And you can see the people that extended people that came in. We have a resignation by Janice Pandor as a bus driver, effective March 30th. I do have asking for the approval for the following law firms as legal counsel to the school board, dating all the way to January 31st, 2021, McGown and Markling Attorneys of Law, and Peters, Khalil, and Markakis Company, and their attorneys of law. They also are part of the Tri-County ESC Consortium, so we got a consortium price on that piece, which is considerably lower than normal rates. The following OHSA tournament workers, these people work the tournament games during the year and then the basketball season. If you're awarded a higher seed, you get to host a game. So you don't know that until the actually tournament games come out here. So you can see when the games took place, the dates that are on there, the 22nd of February and the 25th of February, and what the amounts were. We do have the second reading, which would make the for the 2021-2022 Chippewa Local Schools calendar, which would make it official to allow people to prepare, 2 years in advance. Approval of the 2021 school fees for grades K through 11 at $50 per student, and seniors are at $75 per student. And approve the agreement with CBRE to list the sale of the following parcels. The parcels are listed there. If you're looking at the agenda, that is the old middle school property there on High Street. It's broken up into those 6, 7 different parcels. That's what will be going up. There will be a sign going up tomorrow for that if this is approved. And that's all I have on my consent agenda.
Do we have a motion to accept the superintendent's agenda?
Yeah.
Second. Who was that?
TJ.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I got one question.
Go ahead.
Who's selling the property? Are we listing it with somebody?
and who's the agent?
Yeah, it was in that agreement was sent out in your packet. The company is CBRE. The agent is David Karmadisky. This is what they specialize in.
So it was from that previous meeting then that we talked about.
Yeah, but the agreement's in the packet today.
Yeah.
That you already received.
Okay.
They're like, yeah. So it's David Karmadisky is the person that's doing it. They specialize in it and going out to other corporates for that large brigand and developers. So that's their area especially.
Okay. So I got.
Any other discussion?
I have a question, Mr. Superintendent. So with the additional legal firm that we're hiring, just for clarification, cost to the district, I just would like an understanding. I believe the rate is the same for either attorney, and your intent is to use the appropriate attorney based on the specialization they have in law. Is that why we are adding another resource in our to attorneys?
Correct. I mean, the approval with Peters, Khalil, and Markakis with the consortium agreement, they are $200 an hour with that. But they bring different expertise into it. And so the idea is whatever attorney we need to go to, depending on what it is, some of, you know, they have an expertise, as you said, in different areas. We'll use the attorney that we need with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? Voting, Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Any new business?
No.
So no other items to discuss. We do not have an executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Here.
I have 6:36 as the time. Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.